You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action in Punchestown. Nice card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
Yes, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
Off my bit of a dodgy knee.
Oh, yeah. What have you been doing?
Yeah, went out the missing the dog yesterday, and we decided to scale its rather large hill that took us 417 metres in the air, it destroyed my left knee, which is not the best anyway.
Oh dear.
It's coming down it, funny enough, which is worse.
Yeah, more pressure on your knee.
Yeah, more pressure on it. I'm struggling this morning. If I was a horse, I'd definitely be withdrawn. Certificate, pulled up lame.
Oh dear. Well, at least you get to sit at home and watch Punchestown anyway. Some nice horses there today.
Yeah, funny. No, I'm going to Bangor today. That's sunny down the road for me. So, of course, some nice horses running at Punchestown. Looking forward to seeing Sergeant John in particular. He's a horse that I've already had a very small interest in for the Arkle Chase. So I'm hoping he gets his season on track.
Yeah. There's one or two nice horses, isn't there, Sergeant John? They're all going to be short prices, mind, but it'd be good to see how they get on their respective reappearances, won't it?
This is just a classic midweek Punchestown card, isn't it, where you get a lot of the bigger names making their debuts. A lot of the trainers have obviously spotted that there's going to be a fairly low-key representation in quite a few of these races. So they're giving their respective charges spins without putting them in at the deep end. And most of them will be back here at the Punchestown meeting in November when they come here for the graded races.
All right, well, let's get stuck into today's action. Then the first race is the 1:15, and we start here with maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Tycoon Prince is the 4-9 favourite. Money for Dename Escapes Me, who's 3-1 into 5-2. St Stephen's Green going the other way, 9-2 out to 13-2. 8-1 for Joshua Lane, 40-1 for Midfield General, and 50s are bigger for the others. So pretty short price favourite in the shape of Tycoon Prince, and the unbeaten last season triple bumper winner goes over hurdles for the first time. Looks an exciting prospect.
He does. Funny enough, I was at the sales last year, the horses in training sale, and Gordon Elliott was actually standing in the bar with his pals watching this Tycoon Prince run at Galway on exactly the same date, the 27th of October 2014. And I always had a mental note of him because Gordon was yelping and hollering when he won that day, and he always got the impression that he thinks quite a bit of him, certainly in the post-match sort of like chats that we heard the boys talk about. He then went to Fairy House and won equally easily, beating a horse called Royal Caviar, who Willie Mullins thought the world of, and he absolutely destroyed him. And then he also got the better of another Willie Mullins horse on his last start back in February, a horse called Up for Review, who's very much on the team for the Mullins coach for Cheltenham. Unfortunately, after he got beat that day, things had to be reviewed because Tycoon Prince had absolutely bloodied his nose. He's a proper horse, this. I think if Gordon Elliott was asked if there was a new Don Cossack in replacement, I think he'd probably suggest the most pundits had listened to him that Tycoon Prince would be it. Gorgeous type, bound to jump a fence, but this looks a really easy start for him. Apart from Name Escapes Me, who's got a bit of form in the summer jumping period, the rest of them don't look much cop, so it's basically bar a fall this one, or if some peculiarity that Gordon Elliott's left him sort of like 80-75% fit, and he's got plenty to work on because class-wise he's just a pole apart to the rest.
Okay, looking forward to seeing Tycoon Prince then. In the 1:15, the 1:45 is the second race on the card. This is another maiden hurdle, but this one's over 2.5 miles. Ice Cold Soul heads the market at even money. 11-4 for House Patsy. Bowen's Court is 5-1. 15-2 for Woodford Island. 8s for Golden Lodge. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. So another pretty short price favourite, Jiggins Town Horse, who was pretty decent in bumpers last year, Andy, and goes over hurdles for the first time.
Yeah, nice type again. Another one that I think Jiggins Dan will be hoping on making to a lovely chaser down the line. This looks a fair starting point. He won two of his three starts last season, got off the mark at Cork. They went to Limerick and ploughed his way through the mud to win that day. But a couple of nice types, actually, particularly the third Prickly, who has won a few races subsequently. Then went to Fairy House for that very good bumper that went in the way of Annabelle Fly. But there was lots of good horses in that race, quite a few that had run at the Cheltenham Festival. Live, Love, Laugh, of course, who was there or thereabouts at, in the Cheltenham Festival bumper. Space Cadet, who was third. Gordon Elliott thinks quite a bit of him. And so, you know, albeit he got well beat in the end. He was, like I say, in quite deep there. I just think he found the combination of that better company and dropping back to 2 miles all against him. Interesting that Niall Mead starts him up over 2.5 miles. Like I say, being a 3-mile point-to-point winner, that looks a fair starting point. And again, it's very, very similar shape to the first race, where you've got a horse in the shape of House Patsy, who's been plying his trade in the summer jumping period, who's fit and well, and he's bound to run it to his level, up against an exciting type. It's just all about fitness, isn't it, that this time of year. Some of these big guns, you know, with their trainers, like to just keep a little bit back for the future. And you never really know how 100% fit they're going to be, whether they're going to be disappointed they don't win first time out. Are they quite satisfied just for a knocked about second or third? So that's the quandary that punters face. Of the two, I think obviously Tycoon Prince is the more exciting from the Gigging Stand camp, but he's an equally sort of like impressive horse further down the line, this Ice Cold Soul. And hopefully he should make it a seasonal reappearance, a winning one. So, similarly to quite a few of my selections here today, I'm going with The Class and going with Ice Cold Soul.
Ice Cold Soul then for Andy in the 145. The 220 is race three in the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. 5-1 the field this morning with See Me Here at the top of the market. 11-2 for Indian Rupee. It's All In Act is 6-1 with Rialto Rathcaban. 6-1 for Happy As Larry. 10s for Court Challenge. 10s also for Rolling Rocket and Molly's Affair. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. So one of the more open races on the card, Andy. Do you have any opinion in there?
I do, yeah. I quite like Dennis Cullen's charge. I like the way he won here the last day. He was an unconsidered 20-1 outsider, but he didn't win night one. And there's every chance that he might go in again off of just a £5 higher mark. He certainly moved well through that race to suggest he is particularly well handicapped. And when he got to the front, he sealed it with a good jump at the last and a nice turn of foot on the running as well, when Pace and Passion and Baroque Star threw down potent challenges. They pulled well clear of the rest. The time of the race is pretty good. He's got similar conditions here today. So there's no real reason why he shouldn't run his race again, unless that was a complete and utter fluke. But like I say, it didn't look it. Horses such as Indian Rupee and Rialto Rathcaban, who have been fairly consistent in recent times, look got obvious threats. I'm sure if you're considering siding with those, they'll give you a decent run for your money. But I do like course and distance form. It comes here in the shape of See Me Here. And I should think at the very least he'd be good enough to hit the frame.
See Me Here then, an each-way player for Andy in the 220. The 255 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2 miles. It's the chase debut of Sizing John, who's 2-9 at the top of the market. 6-1 for Killer Crow. Mr. Diablo is at 15-2. 40-1 for Balnagon Boy. And Island Villa is 50-1. So we're not going to get Rich backing Sizing John, Andy, but it'll be interesting to see how he gets on over fences for the first time here, because he's always looked the type to go chasing, and he was a very impressive novice hurdler last season.
Yeah, I've been asked on William Hill Radio quite a few times in the last month since I've been on, horses to follow for the season. Hopefully one or two took the hint that La Bago Roy was one that I suggested, who won the bumper at Aintree on Sunday. And if I had to sort of have one, or say if I have to, I already have, but if I was to give one to anyone that hasn't listened to the station for a while, a horse to follow for the season and have an anti-post bet, it would be Sizing John for the Arkell, currently 16-1 with William Hill. Obviously, we're not going to get fat on this horse winning today with a clear round at 1-4, but certainly we get a chance to see how he jumps, what his technique's like, and how much progression he's made from last season. I mean, I've seen him a couple of times, saw him at the festival, and he was the one who completely knocked my eyes out, along as Duvan in the Supreme Novices. They look, you know, two horses that would definitely be jumping a fence, the size and the structure of them. And I saw him again at Punchestown, and, you know, he's certainly, you know, in a sort of beauty contest, and just putting the two together, upside Duvan, they look very, very similar types. Henry de Bromhead's just got an amazing record, though, with horses going over fences, not to say that Willie Mullins hasn't. And, of course, the Arkell's a very race dear to Henry's heart, having won it before with Sizing Europe. So This is definitely the new kid on the block. I'm hoping that he wins and wins easy today. And as I say, if you're looking for a little bit of interest for the rest of the season, a bit of fun from an anti-post perspective, then it's probably not a bad idea, because you know what bookmakers are like nowadays, cutting prices, to get on this horse early before he starts on his winning run.
Sizing John then to make a winning chase debut in the 255. The 325 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. No More Heroes is 4-9 at the top of the betting. 3-1 for Fine Article. Fair Return 7-1. It's then 33-1 or bigger prices for the others. No More Heroes, Andy, goes over fences for the first time, was pretty good over hurdles. It's a similar theme going through the card today. Yeah, what do you make of No More Heroes?
Yeah, on this occasion, I'm actually going to put up the second favourite to beat No More Heroes. I don't think that actually be a shock if Fine Article does beat Gordon Elliott's Charge. This is a really interesting match between the two. It's probably the race of the day for me. Two stunningly good horses over hurdles last season. Both of them had similar profiles. No More Heroes, obviously the sexy one of the two, because his performance in the Albert Barlett, which is very well highlighted. He should have probably won that day. Brian Cooper went for a run up the inside rail, but unfortunately got his door slammed in his face, and Martello Tower took advantage. But you're certainly left with the impression that this horse should have won. He then went to Punchestown, obviously off the back of that, very much expected to win that Grade 1, but he didn't really shine for one reason or another. Maybe it was the combination of quicker ground, and perhaps he'd slightly gone over the top, and that race at Cheltenham had just taken its toll on him. But he wasn't quite at his best. He's been given plenty of time off. And Gordon has already said in many press interviews that this horse that is expected to make a lovely chaser. Certainly has the size, physique and scope of a horse that should go 3 miles standing on his head. And this looks at a fairly decent starting point. 2.5 miles around a good jumping track like Punchestown. But he is up against a horse in the shape of Fine Article, who I think Paul Nolan is going to have a lovely season with. He's looking for a horse, a big Saturday horse, to replace John Cole. And in the shape of this six-year-old by Definite Article, he's most certainly got it in my eyes anyway. A horse that I tipped up quite a few times on the podcast last year. He never let us down, albeit he did get beat a couple of times, but he always ran his race, and he ran an absolute blinder under top weight in the EBF final at Fairy House to round off his campaign. He come up against a real tenacious type in the shape of Jimmy Two Times on that occasion, but he went down, had to be carried out on his shield, and that's very much what this horse is all about. He tries hard as the day's long, and hopefully he'll also make into a decent chase as well. Of the two, I suggest that Fine Article is the one that we should be following for the season, because he's not quite the obvious one. And at 3-1 today, he certainly represents the value out the pair.
Fine Article, the selection then in the 3.25. The penultimate race is the 3.55. This one is a handicap chase over 2.5 miles. The market this morning headed by Colum's Dream, who's 9-4 and chasing the hat-trick. 11-4 for Just Get Cracking. By the Banks is 5-1. 7-1 for Close Review. 8 for Ballyfin Boy, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. The front three in the betting there, and they all arrive here in winning form. It's quite an interesting little race.
It is, yeah. I'm going to stick with the informed Colum's Dream, though. Carl Thornton's got this six-year-old right in a happy place at the moment, and following his win at Roscommon, he went to Punchestown, expected to duplicate that performance, and he did it with aplomb as well, expertly handled by this young up-and-coming conditional, Donna Myler, who's very much making a splash in the jockey ranks over in Ireland. The duo teamed up again to success for the second time. He jumped absolutely spectacularly. I mean, he's not an overly big horse, but he's got a lovely leap on him. He's got a great spring in his legs, and he never touched the twig. He needed a really good jump as well at the last, because Shield was coming at him, but he sealed victory with, like I say, gaining length over his rivals on that at that particular juncture, and he never really looked back. Obviously, he's got to win off a career high mark here, but Donna always takes off a valuable 7 to keep that in check. And although, you're asking a lot for a horse to win 3 times on the spin, it's certainly not impossible. And to be fair, he hasn't got a mountain of horses up against him who are knocking at the door and suggesting that they're well handicapped, apart from perhaps Just Get Cracking, who comes here via a win in an obvious chase down in Tramore. He obviously has got his stamina to prove, whereas Colm's Dream hasn't. So it's rather unoriginal. Tipping a horse has won his last two, but I should suggest we stick with him and go with Colm's Dream yet again.
On to the final race then, the 4.25. We finish here with a 2-mile bumper. Don't Touch is the 4-5 market leader at the time of recording this. 130 for Double Scores. Bobby Lee is 9-2. 10-1 for Antimatter and 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start with Don't Touch It, Andy, for Jessica Harrington. She won this race last year with Rock on the Moor, and the form of Don't Touch It from last year looks pretty good. That second in a bumper behind one of Willie Mullins at the back end. Potter's Point, he's quite a useful animal, so that form stands out here as well.
Yeah, it does, yeah. We're going to round off with another winning favourite, I think, here. Much to the dismay of the bookmakers, they're going to be wanting one or two of these short ones to get chinned. It looks almost too easy today, doesn't it, to put all these in doubles and trebles. But this one probably is the most obvious one. Obviously, hasn't got to jump any hurdles or fences. That takes any further complications out of the argument. But yeah, you're right. He bumped into a really lovely horse in the shape of Potter's Point on his final start. Certainly no disgrace in finishing runner-up to that. Potentially good horse. I mean, he looks a chase in the making, the winner. And Don't Touch It just couldn't quite live with him in the latter stages. But they pull well clear of a nice horse of, I think it's Tony Martin's, called Lip Service. And prior to that, he'd also run really well in a decent race at Fairy House. Good ground will suit him. And I just think he was a bit weak and backward last year, this horse. I know Jesse thought the world of him. The fact that he was well touted on debut suggested that. But he wasn't quite seeing his races out as well as some of the stronger, more powerful 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds last season. But with a year on his back and with this sort of TLC that Jessica gives to these kind of horses, I'd imagine that this will definitely be his breakthrough season. So Don't Touch It. Again, another horse to follow, not only today, but for the rest of the year.
Don't Touch It then. In the lucky last, as usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, we're not going to get very rich with the punting today at Punchestown, but it's not all about that. It's probably about taking notes and looking at these horses for the future. My main advice would be backsizing John for the Arkle, but we'll start off with one of the short ones in the shape of Tycoon Prince, who should work his way through to one of the festivals at the end of the season. Same comments apply to Ice Cold Soul in the 145. The big sort of betting race, or the only decent betting race of the day in the 220, I'd say See Me Here running another solid race over the course of distance yet again. Sergeant John should be a formality in winning that 255, but do keep an eye on him for the rest of the season. Fine Article is another horse I'd suggest we stay on the right side of for the rest of the year, and hopefully today he can give No More Heroes plenty to think about. Colm's Dream to complete the hat-trick in the 355, and again, another horse that I suggest we definitely put down into the notebook is Don't Touch It, and hopefully he'll make a successful start to his campaign.
Good work. Should be a good day. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy the action in Punchestown.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.